Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Some jobs maybe missed out on hot seats on the other side was Cincinnati.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
For sure. Tampa Bay.
That's the hottest one, I think.
And Baltimore.
Did you see his comments yesterday?
Todd's?
Yeah.
What did he have to say?
I think I deserve the opportunity to fix things based on my track record or something like that. Yeah.
Good for him.
Based on your track record, Tampa Bay fans, they'll be the first to tell you, yeah, we've won the division four times in the last 5 years. Two of those times were with, what, eight-win seasons, nine-win seasons?
Yeah, they said won 2 years ago they did it.
Yeah, so it's like, this is, I don't care. I'm not impressed by the division.
But the problem is they signed him to a contract extension, as you guys pointed out yesterday, to a four-year extension, what, in June or something like that? So there's still 3 years left on that contract.
Well, Liam will stay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure he will. Yep. Mm-hmm. And go to Jacksonville and completely revamp Trevor Lawrence.
Yep. And the other coach you lost is in your division.
Do you think we see a Super Bowl of two teams that you wouldn't think? Or do you think we see a Super Bowl where it's two teams you would think?
Who do you think would be in the Super Bowl?
So, like, I would say, like, cliche think teams would be like Rams and Philly are in your NFC Championship game.
Or San Francisco.
And then Buffalo and.
Yeah, the AFC's wide open.
Right. Like, do you think the Super Bowl has a chance of being. Would you put more money on it being Buffalo and the Rams or Jacksonville and Seattle?
Yeah, I would say a team that with those two specific matchups, I'd go Rams and Bills, but just overall in the field, yeah, I think it's more likely to be two teams that I wouldn't expect because you went through it. There are really three teams, in my opinion, that I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Rams, Eagles, or Bills are in the Super Bowl.
Right. Who do you think is the most dominating team in this field right now? Because you look at the one seeds. I mean, we talked all year. We didn't think Denver was that great a team, right? They're the one seed. For the most part of the year, we were talking about Seattle. Like, are they the best team out there? They're the one seed in the NFC. Who really is the best team going into the postseason? Because I don't think anybody would sit there and say either Seattle or Seattle or
Denver
are the best teams in the NFL at this point in time. But technically, both being the one seeds, they are the two best teams in the NFL at this point.
Like, imagine
the
Super Bowl being Houston versus Green Bay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it has an opportunity to be something like we've never seen before. From that standpoint, it's kind of interesting, you know? Like, I think a Buffalo being in the Super Bowl would be really cool, right? Yes. It would be really awesome to see what Buffalo would be like, right? See those fans last year, their stadium, finally have an opportunity to get to that Super Bowl and maybe win a Super Bowl for the first time ever. I think that would be a lot of fun. But I just like the fact that it is wide open right now. You're not walking into the playoffs going, well, everything runs through Arrowhead this year, or everything runs through New England this year, or everything runs through Green Bay, you know, this year. It is as wide open, guys, as I think it's ever been right now.
No doubt. It's either a really random year or we're giving zero credit to quarterbacks figuring things out in the league. Because AFC quarterbacks, Bo Nix, Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, CJ Stroud, Josh Allen, and I'm missing one. But you look at
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, right? And then you go to the NFC side, and it's Stafford, and it's Hurts, and it's Love, and it's Darnold, and it's those type of guys. So, I mean, this is either going to be, we're going to think all this is going to happen, and then the very end of the day, it's going to be Seattle, or it's going to be the Rams versus the Bills, or we're going to get to Super Bowl Sunday, and it's going to be like, so who do you want to win? Do you want it to be New England, or do you want it to be Seattle, right? Like, that's where we're at. Like, whereas in years past, it's been like, well, it's going to probably be, you know, the Chiefs and Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. In the AFC side, it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Rams, and the best team's going to go on, right? Because last year, Washington tried to scare everybody, and then they ran into Philadelphia, and the Chiefs, basically what the Broncos are doing this year, did last year, where it's like, well, I don't know if I trust the Chiefs. They got a good defense. They do have Patrick Mahomes. They are the one seed. Everything goes through Arrowhead. And yet there they were. And this year, it's kind of like, that's why I think this year's playoff is going to be so much fun, because I don't really think there's a team where you can find more positives than negatives. I think everything is kind of 50-50. I think you could be like, well, the Bills, right? You're like, oh man, the Bills. But their rushing defense is absolutely atrocious. Mm-hmm. What if they run into a team that can absolutely just run the ball and take the ball out of Josh Allen's hands? Didn't see that coming because you were blinded by just Josh Allen. So, I mean, I think there's a lot that can happen in this playoff, but it is Tuesday, so we can get our Tough Tuesdays. Max, your name is all on the list first, so fire away, young blood.
Yeah, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but college football right now, I think it's a Tough Tuesday. Over 30% of college football players in the transfer portal.
Doesn't mean they're all going to leave, but it means they do have the option to leave.
What percentage comes back? I mean, it's probably too early to have even numbers on something
like
that.
Zero.
Right?
Once a girl answers the boyfriend transfer, I never see them again.
I mean, once you enter the portal, you're gone, I feel like, right?
Most of the time, that's the way it goes, right? Yeah. We had one 4 or 5-star guy go in the portal, and he was naming the 4 schools he's visiting, and one of them was the school that he's at currently. So it is weird the way
he wants
works.
More money.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see the locker rooms again. I want to see how campus is.
I want to see your check.
Yeah, exactly.
I transferred to BYU. I wouldn't wear the number 47 as a quarterback, but I'd go there and be, hey, crumble.
Yeah, exactly. Got to figure out how to make money on this.
So you're saying that. Right. College football. I would disagree with you that college football is in a tough spot right now, because I looked at the TV ratings and that's really all that matters. People are watching this stuff. Right. The Rose Bowl had 24 million viewers. Most watched college football playoff game of the 12 team era. Cotton Bowl had 19 million viewers, up 37% from a year ago. Sugar Bowl had 19 million viewers, up 18% from a year. And then you had the Capital One Orange Bowl get you almost 16 million people watching. And none of those games really were close. Yeah.
Rose Bowl was Alabama and Indiana. Is that right?
Yes.
Sugar Bowl was Ole Miss versus Georgia.
Yep.
And then I can't remember what the other
The Cotton Bowl was Miami versus Ohio State.
And that was New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. And that was the second highest at 19 million. And then you had Oregon, Texas Tech, which was the least amount of viewed
games.
That
was the first game of the day on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes, that was the 11 a.m. game. Yeah.
What's your solution?
Get one transfer and less. So you can enter the transfer portal one time. Totally get it. 4 years. You're 18. Make a big decision. Didn't make the right one, right? Want to transfer. But you get two if your head coach leaves or if you're a graduate transfer. If you've already been there, you're redshirted, now you're, you know, fifth or sixth year. Yeah, you get a transfer after that. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But this isn't every year. 3 years I've transferred to 4 different schools. Like, come on, let's go. Have a commitment. Choose something. You're getting paid now. That should mean something.
Yeah, it's gone back to the old Seinfeld approach. College sports is now you're rooting for laundry. You're no longer rooting for the players, and they come in as a freshman, and you know who they are, and then by the time they're seniors, you're throwing roses and having senior night. Like, that doesn't exist anymore in college sports. It really doesn't. Like, yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, right? But, like, in college sports, it is now a professional level, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way you got to look at it. But the TV ratings being that high, it ain't changing.
No, you're right. Dustman?
Yeah, mine goes to the New York Jets. Nobody wants to go there.
Nobody.
At least according to Todd McShay.
Would you or would you not, as the representation or the representative, the rep for Dante Moore, kind of reach out to the Raiders and say, hey, my client's trying to make a decision. Give me, we can live with going to 30 of the 32 teams. Maybe it's 31. I can't allow him to go to the New York Jets. And I realize in 2027, maybe he's the 7th pick or the 5th pick, or maybe he's the 1st overall pick and the Jets have all that ammo and they can get him there. But I can't allow him to just, He's got an opportunity to go back to Oregon, probably make the same amount of money that he's going to make in his rookie contract. Phil Knight will make that happen. So I can allow my client to go back to Oregon and have another season with a new offensive coordinator because Will Stein's going to Kentucky, or you can pretty much promise me that he's going to be the number one overall pick. Is that so far-fetched? Because I know
it's not, but we're
not listening. One single player in this entire draft, unless they grew up a Jets fan or have some kind of family tie, wants to be a New York Jet.
That's tough. I mean, talk about a new day in college football where it's like, I don't care where I go, just draft me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it makes sense. Like, Vegas, are you going to take me or Mendoza? We're probably going to go with Mendoza. Okay, thank you very much. I'm coming back to Oregon.
Talk to you later.
You know, make some more money again in NIL and then maybe be the number one overall pick because he'll be in a league next year with Arch Manning coming out of the draft.
I don't know where Todd McShay is getting his money numbers, though, because the number two pick in the NFL draft last year made $46.6 million over his four-year contract. So I'm not sure where Todd McShay is getting his numbers from. The number one pick last year made $48.7 million, 4 years fully guaranteed. I mean, so you're talking fully guaranteed money.
And those signing bonuses are fat.
Well, that includes the signing bonus, I think, as well with that. But I mean, like, you know, you're the number two overall pick. You're getting $46.6 million in guaranteed money. Like, that's not what the league or Oregon is going to be able to pay you. They're just not going to be able to pay that money, especially over the course of 4 years. You're going to make that. So
no way.
I understand not going to the Jets. I wouldn't want my son playing for the Jets either.
Hell no.
I don't blame him. I don't blame anybody for that. That organization has not done enough to prove that they're worthy of having somebody be drafted by them. And I think more of this stuff needs to be talked about so these organizations can change. They do need to be embarrassed. My hot seat is John Harbaugh because I think it may end in Baltimore. And it's been 19 years. There's some scuttlebutt going on down there today. You know, they're still looking into things and whatnot. So I think John Harbaugh may be on the hot seat today, and it could end in Baltimore, and he would be a hot commodity for anybody. And if the Giants wanted to hire him, that'd be a great hire by the Giants.
That'd be awesome.
Or his brother calls him. And then you get both brothers on the sideline going up against you in the AFC today. West.
Locked.
That would be fun.
And ready to rock.
That'd be sick.
The brothers are fighting.
You know what we want to do? We want to coach a little bit together before we call it a career. How fun would that be, right?
I would love it.
Be interesting. Because what, he'd just be the special teams coordinator?
Assistant head coach for
assistant head coach, run the special teams, run a little defense. Jim takes care of the offense. Sounds good to me.
You think they get into a fist fight on the sideline?
100%.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I think getting like the fight with like those two guys in Britain, where they're just in the street flipping each other off, like back and forth.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nothing's happening. They're just giving fingers to each other.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we get into the offseason plan for the Kansas City Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.